At Saturday's Republican presidential debate in Manchester, New Hampshire, demonstrators were kept in a free speech zone, a mile from the media assembled at the venue. Reason TV spoke with some of these politically active citizens about who they're supporting for president. We also caught up with Vermin Supreme, a performance artist and occasional presidential candidate.
So what's your biggest issue in the campaign?
Well, of course, in America today, I believe there's a serious lack of ponies in everybody's life. And that is why I'm the only candidate promising each and every American their very own pony. That's right. It's a job, a creation program.
So why Cruz?
Cruz is a strong constitutional conservative who's going to try to make gains for the conservative movement rather than stagnation.
Because Cruz is the strongest constitutional conservative this country's seen in a long time, that's why.
So why Trump?
I think it's time to have a businessman in the White House to be running the country. I think the government should run like a business. I think we have too much debt, our veterans aren't taken care of, and we need to have more jobs available in the country.
So when he talks about banning all Muslims for a certain amount of time until the war on terror is won, what do you think about that?
I don't think he plans on banning them until the war on terror is done. What he wants to do is look at a real solution to figure out how to make sure to keep our country safe. The number one job of any commander-in-chief is to keep the country safe. That is number one.
So with Rand Paul out of the race, Ted Cruz said he's going to be trying to, you know, grab the liberty vote. Do you think he should?
I don't think he has to try. I think he's been doing it. You've got people who have endorsed both Ron Paul and Rand Paul who are coming over. They've come over to Cruz's side and they said, you know what, he stands for liberty, and that's why they're on his team. So yeah.
The only contrast I see between Rand Paul and Ted Cruz is maybe foreign policy. That'd be about it. But otherwise, they're pretty much in line with return to the Constitution.
What place do the libertarians have in the GOP right now? Do you think they're ascendant? Do you think the libertarian moment is fading?
I don't know if it's fading or ascendant necessarily. I'd like to think it's ascendant. I consider myself somewhat libertarian. I think that what libertarians should do at this point is look to the field and see who best advances the message of liberty. And I think that Ted Cruz is the natural choice for people who supported Rand Paul.
What do you think about being relegated to this free speech zone a mile away from where the media is assembled?
Well, once again, of course, it's a terrible infringement and encroachment on free speech, but that's the way it goes here in America, people. It's going to be worse under Supreme presidency, let me tell you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.